And they live in these little chickies, they call it. It's a hut that's built with a palm tree foundation to hold them up. You know, they like take four of those palm tree trunks for the base, and then they put a palm thatch on top of it, and then they make a floor in the off the ground about so far, and that's it. They live on that floor there. They cook outside and all that, you know.
Wow.
It's really primitive, just like it.
Just like
in the primitive times.
Like the good old days, yeah.
Uh-huh. But they all have a boat with an airplane motor on it, there, you know, that flies flies over the water and all. And
airboats.
Yeah, airboats and all, and boats with motors on them and so forth. But they don't live in a up-to-date house. And the other things are
got the airboat, but not the house.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a kind of tree that you might tap for syrup?
Well, here, not here, but maple trees are used for that.
Mm-hmm.
Up north, yeah.
Okay.
We have the maple trees here, but I don't know if they have syrup on them at all. I don't know.
They probably just came in. And there are a lot of, sugar cane.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what would you call a place where a lot of maples grow together, where you might get sugar?
Maple Grove.
Okay. Okay, have you seen a kind of tree with broad leaves that are shed all at once, and the bark peels, and it has white, scaly bark?
I'm thinking maybe a birch tree.
Okay. What else? Might have, it has real tough wood, you know, used for chopping blocks.
Oak tree, how about?
Okay.
Hickory, or?
Well, can you name all the trees that grow around this area?
Well, I'll name some of them.
Okay.
There's oak trees and pine trees, several varieties of pines, several varieties of oaks. You know, like water oak, live oak, white oak, blackjack oak, scrub oak. And the pines are long leaf, short leaf, and slash and spruce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's some of them. And then there's hickory trees, and then there's a lot of cypress trees. And nowadays there's a lot of what they call, not melaleuca, but and some people call it a punk tree. They're not a native to Florida, but they're very plentiful now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones we have around our yard here. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Not any out front here, but on the north side and the east side, because
mm-hmm.
they produce real fast, and they got started down in the swampy areas and Everglades and places like that, and they just have grown up by the millions, you know. And I don't know, that's quite a variety there.
Okay. You ever heard of a sycamore tree?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have those down here?
Yes, but not in any quantity. Some few people have them. I mean, they had to be planted. They weren't natural mm-hmm. natives here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of any other name for sycamore?
No.
Okay. Okay, could you pronounce that word for me? That type of tree?
Sycamore?
Yeah. Okay. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
who knows? But the story is, it's the cherry tree.
Okay.